afternoon, good evening, and or good night, and welcome to the 21st episode of Courageous Theology. My name is Drew Temple, and I am your Anagram 6 host, taking you on a journey of mind-bending, fun-filled, theology-laden listening while you relax, commute, or work around the house. On today's episode, I'm going to make things relatively brief. As most, or at least some of you know, I recently decided to take a hiatus from the podcast and blog for the last 2 weeks of March and all of April. And well, since obviously today is April 4th, that hiatus didn't exactly last very long. And you may even be wondering to yourself, why take a hiatus at all? And I'll be perfectly honest, I had zero intention of coming back in May. And for the last month or so, I've been incredibly discouraged. And that's not just with the podcast and blog, but it's kind of with life in general. And as I've mentioned in previous episodes, when I was growing up, things just always kind of fell into place for me. I always had enough talent or skills or possibly just sheer luck to be able to get things done with minimal effort. And things usually turned out good, but nothing was ever really great. And so then we fast forward 20-ish years, and I eventually found myself unemployed and married with a preemie daughter and living with my parents. And things suddenly weren't even good anymore. No matter how much talent or skill or luck I had, I guess luck actually just ran out at that point. But I was, in somewhat the first real way in my life, facing adversity. Sadly, I'm not exactly sure I learned any lessons from that time. I guess that's not really true. I did learn some lessons, but there's one lesson in particular that I didn't really learn until recently. And that lesson's that I lack persistence in my life. It's not that I lack perseverance, but I lack persistence. And you may be thinking to yourself, dummy, those are the same thing. Well, no, they're not. And while persistence and perseverance may be synonyms, their usage is really different. It's incredibly different. I've shown perseverance in my life over and over again. And stupidly enough, when I was a kid, one of my nicknames became Tub Thumper because of the Chumbawamba song. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to YouTube and look up Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. I'll wait. Back? Okay, cool. So I wasn't called Tub Thumper because I was a prepubescent alcoholic who liked my whiskey and vodka drinks, but because if I got knocked down, I got up again. I would persevere in situations knowing that success was just around the corner if I kept going, if I just kept moving forward. Persistence, on the other hand, hasn't really shown itself in my life. The difference in the words really comes down to having a firm continuing of action despite difficulty. So despite a guarantee of future success, you just keep going. And as my friend and pastor Shay Osborne recently put it to me, persistence is the continual beating down of a door until it eventually breaks. Persistence is having no clue whatsoever if that door is really going to break or not, but you just keep going at it regardless. And that's been the problem in my life. I can persevere if I believe there is some success to be had at the end of it all. But if that success isn't guaranteed, or I think it's going to be too hard to reach that success, I just want to throw in the towel and give it up. Or even worse, I see no clear path to success, so I don't even try. And that's initially what happened with the podcast in the first place. I've had the title and domain name for Courageous Theology since May of 2015. That's when I first decided I wanted to do a podcast and a blog. And it then took me until October 2017 to finally do something with it, because I wasn't persistent. I saw no clear path to success, and I didn't think I could do things perfectly. So instead of just trying, I did nothing at all. And thankfully, I got over that initial lack of persistence about 6 months ago, but it crept its way back into my mind toward the middle of February. And that's when I started doubting and questioning and even somewhat loathing the podcast. The work, as I saw it, wasn't paying off the way I thought it would or should. But just like anything else in life that has any meaning or worth, it's going to take time. But it's also going to be a lot of hard work. And if I was honest with myself, just like I used to do growing up, I was doing the bare minimum required for things to be good with the podcasts without putting in the effort for it to be great. And so no more. Today, April 4th, when this podcast drops, I am choosing not to just persevere, but to persist. It's time for this podcast host to live up to its podcast name. I am going to practice what I preach and choose to be courageous. I used to be, in some sort of way, and it's about time I was again. That's all for today. Be sure to visit www.courageoustheology.com for weekly blog posts each Friday. Also, stop on by the website and sign up for our mailing list. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and CastBox. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Courage Theology and on Instagram at Courageous Theology. And be sure to head over to iTunes after you subscribe to leave an honest review and comment. Until next time, fight for the faith and strive to be courageous in all things. Ude gay.